Big refund, big project, big savings at Menards. Turn your tax refund into your next big project. That patio you've been dreaming of is more affordable than you think when you do it yourself. Get free estimates fast using our landscaping design program in-store or on Menards.com. Save big on the largest selection of concrete landscaping blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Here they come, yo. Here they come.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand?
Yes.
Number one, step forward.
Yes. ESPN. 97.5.
Yeah.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Truck Fitters on FM 1960. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Warner with Nick Sciarra.
I don't think there's any way
that is great.
Why'd you turn me down,
that,
bro? That is hilarious.
What up, H-Town? It's me and Barry Warner as we continue with our roadshow from Truck Fitters over on the north side. As we are at 107.17 FM 1960 right
did
near
they get
Jones
you
Road.
Back, bro.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
Was that your doing?
Yeah.
That was intentional.
Without a doubt. Nick, were you in on that?
No, I was not. John was in here, and I was wondering why John was in here in the start of the show. I'm like, why are you? I didn't ask him, but he was standing in here, and then all of a sudden, Barry Warner.
Great. Oh, that is so fantastic. So I guess we have to tell everyone why this happened.
Go right ahead.
I'm sure some people know. But anyways, welcome to the show, Usual Suspects. Hi, all that. So yesterday, last week, actually, I think I did it on, was it Friday? No, it was Monday. But they were gone, I think, Monday or Tuesday. Anyways, a lot of our listeners were trying to get us to play a prank on the Blitz and replace, like, all of their, audio and everything with wooing. And it was a little much to do it all. But what I did is I went out and got a copy of their Gym of the Day song and replaced the word gym with a woo. And, do we have the audio, Nick?
Yeah, we do. We can play it.
Okay, yeah. So this is what happened yesterday on the Blitz at the end of the second hour.
Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. It's happening. Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
I think somebody just messed with our Gym of the Day song.
Who did that?
I don't know.
Okay, Nick, stop it right there. Stop it right there, Nick. Now, my favorite part of this is that you can hear him go, what's happening?
Yeah.
Where's that wooing coming from? What's happening? Like, they're starting to freak out. Like, what is that noise? Why is this happening right now? So we replaced that, and then they freaked out. They got angry, and then they blamed Raheel, which was great, that would be the first person I blame. So do we have some of that too, Nick?
Absolutely. You want to play it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You here. So this, if they want a war, we can have a war. You want to call in, you want to be goofy and prank call the show and woo on our show, Raheel, that's fine. You start messing with the fabric of our show, it's about to get ugly around here. It's about to get ugly. Raheel has started it. It's begun.
You know what? We're going to fix the song and it's going to be fine.
Is it fixable, Jong, or is it ruined forever?
I have to go find it.
Okay. So basically, who takes the time to do that?
I don't know.
Raheel works here full time. He's got nothing to do but that. He's got a desk, like where he's presumably doing work all day.
Yeah, he's a troll.
Are you kidding me?
We're not going to play the song again.
No,
but
now stop it right here, Nick. So the best part is that they're blaming Raheel.
Yeah, how dirty. Without any facts or doing any back-checking or having evidence, it's Raheel.
They immediately blame Raheel. And then do you have the part where he makes fun of his podcast, Nick? Was that as part of the audio?
That was a part of the audio.
Okay, can you play that part? Because that was the best part of the whole thing. AJ's lashing out now. He's just mad.
Oh, you can tell he's angry.
And he's lashing out.
Presumably doing work all day?
Yeah, he's a troll.
Are you kidding me?
We're not going to play the song again.
No.
But
Sorry, Zadok Jewelers, our fine sponsor.
Yeah, and let me, for whom
I wrote a fantastic song that's now been ruined.
Let me just kind of point out. I know you're having fun, but when you start screwing with a sponsor that may affect our money, that is a fireable offense.
Yeah.
So
it's been nice working with you guys.
Fred is fired up.
No, but I do think whoever did it needs to be warned not to screw with anything that's sponsored.
I still got to get the Raheel where he gets really mad and he starts talking about the podcast.
At one point, AJ starts talking about his podcast and how he says he only has 8 listeners. So they're just trashing Raheel, just dogging him. And then our sellout ass listeners start texting their show and calling and telling them that we did it. Who did that?
Well, they said you and me, and then everyone immediately was like, no, it wasn't Joel. It was just Barry. Barry,
now
that's my listeners. Yeah. I like that.
Do you have more audio, Nick?
And a lot of people saying it's Barry and Joel that did this and not Raheel.
Well, maybe so. If so, I apologize to Raheel for accusing him.
Yeah, because I...
You know what? That's the problem in this country. We blame Muslims for everything.
Exactly.
And I shouldn't have done that. It was wrong of me.
Now, you almost started a jihad with nothing behind it.
I had nothing to base that on other than Raheel is Muslim, I guess. That's why I accused him.
You almost started a ban on Muslims on the station?
Yeah, that's not fair. That's not fair. I should have...
See, I like Raheel, so I was not really pushing to go to war yet. I'm going to give him another chance.
Yeah.
Oh, I got no love for Joel Blank. So... I barely know Joel.
Speaking of Joel,
I feel like this is more of a Barry Laminack idea.
It's definitely Barry.
That guy likes
Barry.
Barry's a moron.
So that is what prompted the Joel Blank and Barry Warner fix, apparently. But yeah, I loved it so much. But I'm super mad that our listeners sold me out, and then I blame Tyler. Because I didn't know that our listeners, I hadn't heard it yet.
Yeah.
I started getting all kind of Twitter messages while we were playing ball. And then I see that Tyler comes into this Twitter discussion and says, well, yeah, I kind of gave him the idea of, I told him how to do it. And I was like, you snitch. Why are you out here? Cause John texted me. I was like, hey man, that was really funny what you did. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I tried to play it off. I was trying to be all cool. And then I saw Tyler's tweet. I saw Tyler's tweet and I was like, okay, you know what? See, I blamed him for snitching. And then later I get home and realize that it was our listeners of all people that sold me out.
That's dirty.
Yeah. So I owe Tyler an apology on air for calling him a snitch. I think I might have used the bitch word as well.
Let's hear that apology.
I apologize to you, Tyler.
Thank you.
Not snitch on me.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So that's what happened yesterday. I was waiting. I thought it was going to happen the day before, but Fred wasn't there.
Fred was very salty.
He was pretty upset. He was pretty upset.
Yeah.
And
then he comes
so
at me,
AJ.
And we had just talked about getting him, like, hockey tickets in 2 different cities that I can help with and all these other things. Now he doesn't like me, and I've done it. Okay.
Did he text you or anything?
He said it on the air.
I don't know, Joel. Okay. Well, so that's what happened yesterday. So that's apparently why our intro was changed to Barry Warner. That one hurts. That kind of cuts deep.
I did double tap. I was like, wait, what did he say?
That cuts kind of deep, man. Oh, that sucks so bad. All right.
Wow. So at least, you know, there's playful games. Just like, you know, the fact that we had people chiming in because we had playful games with Raheel and Dell yesterday. But evidently, sometimes people think the jokes have gone too
far. I feel like this is a war that's not going to end.
Wow. I don't know. That was pretty bad, the Barry Warner thing. Of all the things that I thought they were going to do, that is not it. That stings a little, though.
Nick, you better be careful with any pre-recorded elements. Not that we have a ton of them, but you just better maybe screen them before they go out because I don't think that...
Screen them for who? For
bad.
You guys?
Oh, so you just want to see it happen? I see what you're doing there. All right. Well, hey, if you want to join the show and rat out Barry, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. That's the hotline where you can get in, the HR&P hotline. You can text, you can call, or you can hit us up on Twitter, at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We're undefeated, and we are the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Let me just kind of point out, I know you're having fun, but when you start screwing with a sponsor that may affect our money, that is a fireable offense.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Truck Fitters on FM 1960. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Barry Joel in Switzerland from Truck Fitters right here on 1960 before Jones Road. It's 10717 if you want to put it into your GPS. 10717 1960. Kind of on the north side.
Yeah, kind of where 1960 Jones and Winfern all kind of congregate, right in that area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the vicinity. But a very awesome setup here.
Yep.
And they'll take care of you real quick. They got plenty to choose from for your truck. Barry, you got a truck. So
I do.
The grill guards are awesome. They have all kinds of neat gadgets and things for your truck. Plus, they got Yeti.
Yep.
So they got all kinds of Yeti.
If you don't have a Yeti, you're dumb.
You're a Yeti-it. I just did that because that's a Sean Salisbury thing to say. You're a idiot.
Yeah, I have one of those, and it's true. Like, I'll put ice in it and fill it up with a beverage, and like a day later, there'll still be ice in it.
Yeah.
It's fascinating. I've heard rumors that people are like, oh, there was a Yeti in a car fire, and the ice didn't melt. I'm like, all right, let's slow down a little. I think we're overselling it a little bit. Because the Yeti probably melted at that point.
Right.
But, I mean, the lid would melt. It's still plastic. But they work. They work. They're crazy good. So come by and get one. Say hi, and, you know, you can punch Joel if you want, if you feel that. Just throw that out there.
Yeah.
So, okay, first of all, if I do get fired for the practical joke, it'll be the shortest career in radio ever. We'll just say that first. Second of all, I guess I'm going to have to apologize to Fred and AJ for doing that. Should I? Do I? Am I supposed to?
I wouldn't, but... That's
no,
up to you.
Switzerland wouldn't because he wants to stir it up and see it last for a while.
Yeah, I kind of wanted this to elongate a bit.
Yeah, because you're like, not catching any.
Me screen something? I'm not doing that. I'd like to see this continue.
Yeah, but when Jong texted me, he was like, "Hey man, that was pretty funny what you did." I was like, "What? Huh?" I just texted back.
Still playing it
off? Huh? Yeah, I didn't know that I was already found out. Like, everyone had already snitched on me, so that wasn't cool. Okay, so I got to ask you guys, how you feeling after yesterday?
I'm good.
You good?
Yeah.
I feel like I was hit by a truck.
Nick was.
Yeah.
Multiple times.
No, dude, you got absolutely hood ornament treatment. You got crushed on that one. Oh, my goodness.
So, which was documented.
And then, I don't know. By the way, did you hear them dogging us on the Blitz as well? So
were
I guess
they?
Fred and AJ
yeah,
were
I did.
Watching
I did
the
that,
Facebook
yeah.
Live.
No.
Yeah, they were dogging us for about, you know, like 2-3. Well, AJ was.
He's all American and everything. Yeah, okay.
But I had a good time.
That was a good time.
I told you guys I didn't know how to play basketball, so I warned you.
Yeah, but you know what? You tempered those expectations.
Yeah, you totally did. I full disclosure.
Yeah. What
I was
do you mean?
Hammering you on the air. You did pretty good.
Yeah, I know, Nick, I was there.
Yeah. Well,
I thought
Yeah, I was kind of there for the whole thing.
I set myself to
Jerk.
Expect the worst, but I think I got the best. I think that you,
okay.
you weren't that bad.
Well, now I'll say two things. One, I hadn't played in like 3-5 years, something like that, and I didn't have my glasses on. So I will say that makes it a little more difficult to see the basket. But still, that was
just
pretty.
Pick the one in the middle.
That was pretty bad. Although we did win, Team Fit beat Team Fat 3-0.
Yep,
we rolled them. At one point, we were up 11-0 in game 3, wasn't it?
Yep.
And then I made the mistake of going to the camera. Raj was there recording it. And I made the mistake of going to the camera and talking trash.
Well,
and
Joel
as soon
did
as
too,
I did
so.
That, as soon as I did that, they started making the comeback. It was like 11-7 right after that. I was like, uh-oh.
Did you say I did too?
Yeah, you went to the camera
yeah,
at one point and
camera.
Talked some trash.
Because
yeah. They were AJ was
even
making
AJ
fun of you for that.
Yeah, AJ mentioned it.
But I will say, I will say, in game one I felt great.
And
by
I saw
game
you.
Three, by game three I was exhausted. I knew where I needed to be, and I knew what I needed to do. But my body was like, "Nah, player, we're gonna stay right here on the ground and not move." Like I would know that. Okay, I can feel kind of where the rebound's gonna go. Didn't matter. My body wouldn't move
like
at
Nick
all.
Nick was all over in game one. But, yeah. But all he actually basically looked at us. And what was it, Nick, about?
Nick was the MVP of game one.
Early second game when you looked at us was like,
I'm done.
I'm ain't done. It ain't dude, like,
yeah. I was probably done the about second play.
Yeah, about 6 points into game one, I was getting tired. That was it was not good.
Because we were arguing about who was going to cut to the basket. I'm like, you need to cut to the basket. You're like, no, you need to cut to the basket. I'm like, that's all right, we're both tired.
I would just get the ball and stand there and go, cut! Somebody cut! That way I didn't have to dribble. I didn't have to move. I could just pass the ball and stand there again.
Yeah.
I want to say Joe was getting tired because he kept, make sure you grab Harambe. Make sure you grab Matt. Defend Matt. On the. I'm like, dang, that's your guy, bro. Nah, you're the tall
no,
guy.
But it's a switch, Nick. So if we're all rotating... If we're all rotating and I get the first guy because the ball's checked up and he's wide open.
Well, I was rotating a lot, okay?
I was too, but it wasn't because I was tired.
I will say this. Joel kept us in the whole series with his shooting. What,
without a doubt. Without a doubt. Him and
everyone that's trashing Joel saying he was shooting up bricks, you obviously didn't watch the rest of us shoot. I think I missed the basket entirely more shots that I made. Well, it was that bad.
The president of the Knick fan club, El Jefe, is chiming in, and then I had to remind him that Raj didn't even tape the second game.
Yeah.
For one, and didn't know that there were three games. And I like the fact that, like, Chris Davis was out there saying, you all played team ball, and you were 3-D. I mean, that's what we did. We've never played together before, not even practiced together before, but we were moving the ball. Plus, for guys that work on a sports station, you might want to know a little something about basketball. We detected early on that they were going to switch every time we set a pick. And we were just like, okay, well, let's just keep doing this till they figure out that they shouldn't switch. And they never figured it out. So,
yeah,
that pretty much made it easy.
Yeah, it was fun, man. I had a good time. I feel horrible today. I'm going to feel even worse tomorrow. Like, I had – and then – I just want to say, I mean, I don't want to throw around the word hero, but I did play game three with a blister on my pinky toe.
There were blood. You were.
And I hesitate to use the word hero, but it was, I mean, I'm no Curt Schilling.
That's where I was going.
But I did have a bloody sock at the end, and
You can't say hero and mention your pinky toe, bro. Come on.
Hey, Nick, I was going to say Curt Schilling, and he went to it first.
I said I hesitate to use the word hero, but it was a heroic effort to play wounded like that. I was losing quarts of blood in my shoe. Why did you look at me like that? It was bad.
Because heroic is derived from hero, wait, and you basically use the same word.
I mean,
and
you
quarts
know?
Of blood? Quarts of blood.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, he was down a quart by the end
what?
Of it, Nick. He
but
needed
now
to get
you
his blood
guys, I saw
checked.
A little dot. It was like a millimeter through your sock. It was like.
But now you guys know that I'm down for the team. I played through a wound, an injury. I played hurt for you guys because I didn't want to let you down.
Well, you
I also
did.
Got the ball stuck in the rim on a layup.
You crotched
and
it.
And that was that was the most embarrassing
of all the things
thing.
That happened. I had to make sure that we had video of that because Barry went in for a driving layup, and you know how you kind of like when rubber hits the hits like a flat like a.
It was one of those.
It was, all of a sudden it went. And we looked up and the ball never moved.
It was one of those moments where you go, I know I'm supposed to jump, and I was like, no, I can't. And then I laid the ball up, and it just went right into the corner of the rim and got stuck. And I was like, well, of all the air balls, I think this is more embarrassing, actually getting the ball stuck. But, oh, you know, we powered through and we won, and that's all that matters.
You getting the ball stuck is not embarrassing like me getting trucked over by Ashton. It was just.
Now, Nick, I think
you can't help that.
But I think you made him mad.
I did?
There were a couple fouls, and I think he was getting a little bit.
Was he?
His blood was starting to boil a little bit. But I didn't think it was going to be taken out like that. Like, you try to inconspicuously maybe give a little elbow here. But he just flat out, like.
Well, he was mad because Nick blocked his shot. Was that game one or game
Nick
two?
Nick didn't just block his shot.
To save the game. I think it was game two.
You put it into another zip code.
You blocked his shot. Yeah, well, no, he blocked it. I picked it up because they hadn't hit rim yet, so we didn't have to take it back, and I hit the game winner off the block shot. It was beautiful. I mean, we should probably be playing for semi-pro teams. It was good basketball.
Nick
Let's
annihilated
be real.
The hell out of that shot and sent it just flying. Now, he didn't send it out of bounds, but, which, to your point, was you got it and put it in. But that was – he knew Ashton was left-handed. He knew it was coming to that side, and he just decided, I'm going to ruin your entire evening. and he just swatted the hell out of it. It was great.
Yeah, I think my shoulder's dislocated.
Is it?
Well, because no. He was mad about that, too, because seriously, you got to get his license plate number because that truck ran you over like quick.
I'm really sore, though. I know you're not because you play ball all the time. I don't.
The only time I felt sore was every time I hit Ashton.
As every time what?
I hit Ashton. Every time I was trying to move and switch and slide through the lane,
yeah,
he was
not,
hitting me.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro.
Well, that was fun. I'm glad we did it. Team Fit wins all three games in a row. Team Fat does nothing.
That's why Joe George got out of town. He was so embarrassed. He got on a plane this morning and said, I can't take this abuse. I'm out of here.
It was good times.
So we're undefeated. That's the way it stays. That's the way it should be. All right, right now I want to tell you guys about the Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, a fantastic program here in the Houston area because it's Houstonians helping kids in the Houston area get a second chance at an education. If you got a clunker collecting rust and dust somewhere in your driveway, a garage, or a field, and you've been meaning to get rid of it, you just haven't get around to it, well, here's what you got to do. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. You call them, tell them where you live, tell them what you got, they do the rest. They come out to your place, they tow it away, they do all the paperwork, you get a tax deduction, you mention ESPN 90. You get a $50 gift card, and then the process really begins because your donation is turned into resources so kids trying to get an education can get hot meals, book money, eyeglasses, bus fare, anything they need so that there's no distractions and they can focus on getting an education. It's a great program, and it's all because of you. Houston Cans Cars for Kids program, 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Truck Fitters on FM 1960. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, it's Joel, Nick, and Barry till 4. The Usual Suspects. Thanks for coming back for more. Nick back at the studio. We are at Truck Fitters right here on 1960 by Jones Road. If you need anything for your truck, I mean anything, you come here to Truck Fitters, they got you covered. And then because you're in your truck and you're traveling a lot and you need something that keeps your hot stuff hot and your cool stuff cool, they got Yeti stuff. They got all kinds of stuff. We got a raffle. We got drawings. We got things you can win. We got the promo team with Princess Leia and Dwight Howard's little brother here. So we've got everybody that wants to sign up, sign you up for things and take pictures with you so that you can say that you have met family members of people in movies and or sports. And, of course, Barry and I are here, so Barry will sign any CD that you have, as well as take any picture.
If you want me, maybe we'll auction off my bloody sock from yesterday's championship run. We could do that. My favorite part of yesterday, and we'll talk NBA, you know, the second best
game.
The second best game that was played last night, not ours,
right?
Was number one. But I did want to say what cracked me up the most was all the comments on the Facebook Live. People were trashing us. And so I started going in. One, the comments were, somebody said I look like Game 7 James Harden.
That's pretty good.
That's hilarious. But then I started looking at who was tweeting me, talking trash.
Yeah.
Just like Nestor Carmona saying something like stick to radio.
Right.
Everyone that was commenting. And I'm thinking, you know what? If all your fat asses were out on the court, you would look just as bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've played with dudes like you that are sitting there making those comments. You're just as bad as we are. So stop it.
Well, you're a strong, bad man if you're sitting behind your keyboard and being able to take shots at people. But we don't play quarter court. We played half court. And if you want to play full court, neither one of those would fit what you are trying to do.
What?
Quarter court would mean you might as well just stick to the Nerf hoop or the one over your garbage can at the
Now,
house.
what we could do is, since we're the reigning champs, is we could get some of these listeners that feel like they could play so much better than us, and they could put together a team of three, and they could come on and bring it on out there.
Well, you know
what
would be funny? It's kind of like we did
with
some other things.
Totally agree. Totally.
Right, but since we're sitting in the thrones right now, we could have them play each other for the opportunity to play the best.
I like that too.
I want to face the blitz. I want to face the blitz.
Dude.
Oh, wait, because
we'd have to turn it into a wheelchair league with Fred.
Because AJ, who has better handles than a bike and can shoot the lights out, he's waiting for us.
But he's quick to critique. I mean,
they
Jimmy Brown has
they
nothing on AJ.
Fred and AJ would play.
No, I don't. I know
There's
Fred
no
wouldn't
way
play.
They would play.
John would take you down to the low post.
What?
Not like Ashton.
Post your ass up.
Me?
Yeah.
I'll guard John for sure. I'm definitely guarding John. Actually, no. I'm guarding Fred.
Yeah, by the way, next time we're...
That way I don't have to move again, just like I did when I guarded Joe George. He just stood there, and I was like, I love you,
Joel
Joe George.
Yeah, Joel should have been
Thank
on
you.
Ashton. I should have not been on Joe. I should have not been on Ashton. Joel should have been
By the way,
on
Joe
Ashton.
George was the guy that if you just yelled, boo, while he was running to the hoop, he was going to shoot it over the backboard. He got that fear going. Like, he was head down, steam going, and if you got close to him, went, well, he was going to throw up some kind of a spastic...
Somebody said, what are the chances the usual suspects are guest appearance in Ice Cube's 3-on-3 league? I'm going to go -70%. No,
I turned
way.
It down for us because okay. I knew that
good
we
call.
Have a bigger stage.
Yeah, good call. I hope no one sees the video and tries to make basketball illegal. That was all you, Mike. All right, yeah.
Chris Davis
bad.
Had some good ones, too, with all the
he
bricks.
He did.
Chris Davis.
He said, yeah, they can finally repave 290 with all these bricks y'all are laying.
Oh. Smart ass.
After he said we were 3-and-D and showed great teamwork and everything else. It's funny, OU Mike, because you don't have a football coach. You have an offensive coordinator. And, by the way, in a couple years when Bob Stoops is coaching Notre Dame, you're going to be really sorry he left.
What I also liked was there was when we first started the game, so we know it was Team Fat versus Team Fit.
Right.
And the first things out of their mouths are we playing for steaks? And I immediately thought, why are we playing for meat? what it really is Team Fat.
Yeah.
Are we playing for steaks? And then they clarified, no, like money. I was like, oh no, not at all.
Which in retrospect,
no way. We probably
should have done that.
Matt had no business being on Team Fat.
Can we talk about the real elephant in the gym? That is, Nick, what the hell were you thinking trying to trade Barry for Joe George? Do you know how bad that would have turned out?
Only if it was for Joe George, but for Ashton or for Matt? Matt was pretty good.
Yeah, Matt was pretty good, and Matt doesn't fit the moniker of the rest of that team.
Barry was definitely better than Joe George, for sure, and Ashton.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my bad. My bad, my bad, left. Barry.
I need to get some sports goggles. It would have been great to be able to see the actual rim. That would have been pretty sweet.
That's where I regretted we didn't have on-court mics, like someone wasn't mic'd up, because the conversation before it actually all got started was about should Barry have James Worthy-type goggles, or should he have Kurt Rambis-type goggles, or should he have the guy from Baylor that had to stop playing, the big guy from Baylor is now playing overseas, but he had to not be able to play in the – wasn't eligible for the draft, couldn't play in the NBA because of health reasons. Now he's playing again. But he had those sweet Oakley ones. But it was like a long, drawn-out conversation of what goggles Barry should wear.
Yeah, I used to have I've already told the story. Never mind. But I've had LASIK, and that's what sucks now is I have to wear glasses. But I used to have those old-school goggles when I was a kid. Yeah, that was during the three-point hook shot era, which I recreated on the court for Nick.
I wanted to see it. I tried it. I don't think I touched the backboard when I threw it up.
No, it's not as easy as you think. It's a skill position. It's a skill shot, really.
But
it
I
really
will say
is.
This. Shout-outs to Nick for, one, getting by the entire game without a sprained ankle and running shoes. And, two, the backdoor layup in traffic, well, it was pretty sweet. So you had the thunderous block and the backdoor layup, which should erase the fact that you were Mack trucked.
But I told you Air Ju could play. Didn't he could play, can he?
Air Ju could ball.
Oh, yeah,
yes, Matt, he could.
Yeah, he could play
No
for sure.
question.
Yeah.
The but most fit person on the court, by the way.
And had
without
no business
a doubt.
Being on Team Fat.
Why did he have the – wasn't the Pillsbury Doughboy. What was that tattoo he had on his shoulder?
From the band Fish.
Oh, it was just like –
Really?
Like,
yeah, that's his tat. Yeah.
Okay.
That's his favorite band, so, yep.
Some dude named Jared Stewart on Twitter is saying, hey, Raheel, let's join forces and beat Barry is funny. Raheel's not a listener. Like, first of all. We said we would take on listeners that were talking trash in the Facebook group.
Right.
Not just random dudes that want to play. Like Chris Davis. If Chris Davis and Nestor and who else was talking trash? In that, but if they wanted to get a team, yeah, we'll play. We'll put our championship on the line.
Yeah, we need to find out who else wanted to play.
We'll take a look. We'll take a look.
All righty.
So,
Big Daddy CP. No, you're not allowed.
Yeah, he's too big.
Yeah.
So did you watch the game last night?
I did.
You did? And?
It's basically playing out just like I told you it would.
It's over.
Yeah, it's over, and
I'll tell you this. The biggest thing I took away from that is we are headed towards super teams. Because, and again, this was another, this was the second straight game where the way the game was being called, the physicality, the fact that there was a lot of talking, a lot of banging down low, sets it up beautifully for Cleveland. But what I've said the entire series, they had to do, they refused to do. They fall into the trap every time of trying to run with Golden State. If it's going to be physical and you're going to get away with a lot of contact, start pounding the ball in the low post, slow it down a little bit, force Golden State to play your way with a lack of big men, you got a shot. But even with a six-point lead with 3 minutes to go, I was like, they still don't have
well, they screwed up that entire last 3 minutes
sure
of the
did.
Game. Yeah. One, I don't want Kyle Korver taking a shot with the game on the line. As Ooh. Bad as he's played, bro, he was less than 33% from three. He was like 2 of 8 or something like that. I want LeBron James or Kyrie Irving taking those shots. Period, end of story. Kyle Korver, your game should. And then you got Kevin Love. He jams himself down. He looked like me down low with a layup. He shoots the ball under the basket, gets jammed. And then he's complaining. And while he's doing that, Steph Curry runs down the court, gets a two. Then they come back. Durant comes down, hits that big three, takes the lead, and they never look back. They just kind of, they collapsed. And they didn't go 2 for 1. They had like 45 seconds or something like that left. And they don't even go for a 2 for 1. Everyone knows you shoot with 32 seconds left to be able to get a 2 for 1. They don't do that. They don't foul on time. They cost themselves that game, by the way, they played in that last three minutes.
They shot themselves.
They had a chance to beat them.
Yeah.
And they just played terribly. I mean, at one point, with like 12 seconds left, they finally decide to foul Kevin Durant when they could have done that a lot sooner and saved themselves more time and put a worse free throw shooter at the line. I think Draymond Green had the ball in that possession. They didn't foul him. Just didn't make sense. I felt like they shot themselves in the foot at the end. LeBron's post-game, he's talking about firepower. Hey, just play smarter. You had a chance. You were in it.
Well, and
just
again, from a coaching standpoint, it's the intelligence of saying, look, the only way we win games in this series is if we muck it up, slow it down, play physical, pound the ball into the low post. Tristan Thompson, by the way, feel free to show up at any time because you have been MIA. I'm sure your face is all over the back of milk cartons in the entire Cleveland area, maybe the state of Ohio, but no one has seen you. And if it's the Kardashian curse, well, then, Chloe, you did it again. But whatever happened, he is nowhere. And we said from the get-go that in order for the Cavs to have a shot, all the supporting cast has to step up. Kyrie stepped up. LeBron stepped up. And for all of you banging on LeBron, look at the numbers. Look at the sheer numbers he's had in this series. And tell me that he's played awful. Because all you guys on Twitter saying, oh, you man, you're just kissing his ass. No, the stats are kissing his ass because the stats are showing you he's a hell of a player, but he can't do it by himself or even with just one guy. Because you still have yet to see all three of Cleveland's big three step up together and then get contributions. J.R. Smith finally made an appearance, though brief.
Briefly.
Though brief, before he took a couple of shots to the dome and then kind of bowed out. He made some shots. But overall, like you said about Korver, I say about Tristan Thompson, you go up and down the list and you say, well, Kyrie and LeBron can't do it all by themselves, and the Warriors have so many options that you have to be clicking on all cylinders for all 48 minutes because you're going to lose. If you click on all cylinders for 42 minutes, we just saw what happened.
You know, and I went back and looked at last year's series to kind of see what kind of contributions was each team getting for the games that they won, you know, before the Cavs came back from the 3-1 and what they were getting. And you had guys like Tristan Thompson showing up. You had guys like J.R. Smith. But you had more – the bench for the Warriors was contributing more than they're getting now. It's LeBron and Kyrie and sometimes Kevin Love, or one of the two, Kyrie or Kevin Love,
right.
Not at the same time, and nobody else. And you're not going to beat a team as loaded as the Warriors with LeBron plus one other guy.
No, even Shumpert. I mean, these are the guys that you went out and got when you thought that they were the complimentary players are going to push you over the top. But that was before these super teams were being created. And LeBron giving props, at least I give him props for doing that, because he was the first guy to start this super team stuff. So you can't go and bang on the Warriors for doing it because you did it first. Some people say, well, Miami really wasn't a super team. Go back and look. They added Ray Allen after they had LeBron and Chris Bosh and D. Wade and all the different pieces. He started this mess, and now he's lying in it because the Warriors are doing it and possibly doing it better based on their supporting cast as well. So we'll see if they don't close it out. I really believe some people were saying, well, you know, they'd rather close it out at home. No, now that it's staring them right in the face, they'd rather do what no other team has done and take a little piece of history with them while they run the table.
And another crazy thing about the game is that Durant, Thompson and Curry all shot above 50% from beyond the three-point line.
Yeah.
And I, like I said, with 3 minutes to go, the Cavs still had a chance to beat them, even with those three doing that. That's crazy, man. They cost themselves that game.
How about the first quarter of Klay Thompson and the three-point shooting of the Warriors? I mean, well, they make 10 threes in the – 9 threes in the first quarter. Klay Thompson had like – what did he have, like 19, 20 points in the first quarter? And you're like, well, if you had to get Klay going, I'm pretty sure he's going. Now you just got to worry about slowing him down, and then you've got so many other options. And props to Kevin Durant. Whether people are, well, is he the best player in the world? No. Guess what? On the biggest stage, he stepped up the biggest at the biggest moment, and you got to give him credit for that. So 3-0 is the Warriors over the Cavs series. It's over, Johnny. But we can talk about that. We can talk about anything you want to talk about. Your Stros, Dallas Keuchel. I don't know, I was driving home last night, Barry, and I was a little disappointed listening to the radio to hear that he was a late scratch, and that didn't help your Astros, who have now lost two in a row. So we can talk about that. A lot of people think A.J. Hinch must go now. So we've got plenty to get to and plenty more to discuss. 713-780-ESPN, where you can text and call or hit us on Twitter with the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5. You want, it's yours. I'll have you living life like you
should. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Truck Fitters on FM 1960. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, and Joel till 4, Usual Suspects. Truck Fitters, 1960 by Jones Road. Anything and everything you need for your truck, above, below, and beyond, right here at Truck Fitters. Stop in and the top-quality customer service-laden staff will make sure that they help you and put you in and around everything you need for your vehicle. It's fantastic. And they're all uniformly dressed in fantastic outfits. I think you can not only go fishing and hunting, but you can work every day at Truck Fitters and look not only sporty but cool. And that's just me. So we're here. Barry's here. I'm here. Princess Leia's here. Dwight Howard's little brother's here. Popeye is here.
No one can see these references.
That's why I'm describing them. If you walked in, you'd know exactly who I was talking about. Yeah, and you can Facebook Live the fact that no one loves themselves more than Princess
Leia. But people driving in their car have no idea that these references are hilarious. Because they can't see you with your buns on your head. They don't know that he does look like Dwight Howard. Like, this doesn't. Facebook Live, you can. You should go to our Facebook page.
Anybody driving that would decide to stop in here could pretty much identify everybody that I just talked about. But I appreciate the professor straightening that out for us. Leslie wants to talk about NBA playoffs. But as Barry said, why would you not want to talk about the real game last night? But it's okay. We'll talk. Leslie, you there?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, man. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I got a couple of comments to make because everybody keeps saying that Durant joined the Warriors and they had already won a championship. Well, last time I checked, LeBron joined Miami Heat and they had won a championship before he got there with Shaq and D-Wade and Lonzo Mourning in them. And then my second comment is about the risk factor during the regular season because your body adapts to whatever you put it through. And then when your body is used to you getting rest, and then when the playoffs come, you're not going to get any rest. And that's why LeBron, in my opinion, is so tired. Because
bro, what are you talking about? It took 19 months to get to the finals. He's had plenty of rest. There's 3 weeks between each game.
Wait, there are games between each game when he takes off two or three games every now and then
just to get
more rest.
Have we waited for these finals to get started? There was 3 games between games 1 and 2 and 2 and 3. It's not a rest thing. Think about how many times LeBron has been to the finals. He's played this. This isn't his first time going to the finals and having to play these extra games in a season. Look at his physical condition. That dude is just—he's doing it all. That's why he's tired. He's got to bring the ball up. He's got to rebound. He's got to defend. He's exhausted, man. It has nothing to do with the number of games. It's just how they're playing or not playing with him.
Take it a step further. Take it a step further and take it to just the style of play. The Warriors play that style of play night in, night out, playoffs, regular season, preseason, whenever, Cleveland plays in the East. It's a slowdown conference. They play a slowdown style of play. We just got done talking about how many post players they have. Those guys aren't gazelles. They play in the paint. So they're not, as much as they're accustomed to a lot of things in this league, they weren't ready for 48 minutes of hell. And that's what the Warriors bring. All right, so Michael wants to get in here on the NBA playoffs too. Michael, what's up?
What's going on, man? I just want to make a comment about the rant going to Golden State. I mean, I feel like Cleveland is clearly overmatched, but I want to know what people, how people would feel if, let's say, LeBron left Cleveland and went to Golden State.
Instead of Durant or to go join those guys?
No. I'm saying, like, you know how Durant lost to Golden State last year, and then he switched over and went to Golden State, and a lot of people, you know, say that that was a good move for him. So I wonder, would those same people feel that way if LeBron this year decided to go to Golden State and take the ring? You know what I mean?
Not really, because he kind of did that with Miami,
yeah,
right?
He started it all with Miami. That's what I said.
I think. I mean, so we kind of know how that goes. I think if you're a Cavs fan, yeah, if LeBron did that and joined them, yeah, if you're a Cavs fan, maybe you'd be pretty upset. You know what I mean? Like, if you didn't follow them.
Well, they'd start burning jerseys and do things like they've already done.
Yeah.
I mean, the bottom line is you know that the general manager of the Cavs, LeBron James, is going to pick up the phone as soon as the season's over and start trying to get Carmelo Anthony and Chris Paul and other guys just to make sure that he creates his own super team in Cleveland even more so than he already has. Barry was already looking at the numbers. I mean, you've got a lot of guys that are collecting checks but are coming up on free agency and or our contracts are expiring that can walk, but it's not going to be in the neighborhood of the amount of money that you're going to need to go get one of those guys. You can try and formulate a trade. I'm not sure how many teams in the league are going to feel sorry for you and want to help you just to unload someone of talent except Phil Jackson. If you feel like Carmelo Anthony makes you that much better, then go give it a shot. But look, the Warriors, not only is their roster talented now, but they're young. So it's not like they're going anywhere. And if LeBron and Curry play their cards right, I mean, KD and Curry play their cards right, which it looks like they're going to do, they're going to make sure they take care of everybody around them while everybody still gets paid. And if they keep that nucleus together, that's who everybody's gunning for. And it doesn't matter what you do to win the East. Obviously, LeBron, he said it during the regular season. He made it evident. He was only looking at one team when he said, we still need help. And after the finals, he just solidified. They still need help. So we'll see. We talked yesterday. Our team's going to try and create super teams now to compete. And there's just not that many superstars around to go around, let alone to try and get them all to congregate in one city. So it's going to be tough. What says you, Barry?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you want me to... We beat the subjects to death.
No
you
doubt.
Know what I mean? I feel like, yeah, you know me. I feel like sometimes we just talk in circles.
Yeah, well, because that's what they want to talk about.
I know, but I don't want to keep just rehashing the same thing over and over. As far as LeBron and super teams, I think you're always going to have that. That's the formula. I mean, the big threes, it was like, what's his name was saying on Twitter. It started in Boston, really.
Yeah, that's true.
With that big three, yeah. And then Miami did it. And LeBron started creating them, and now Golden State is doing it, and it's a thing now. And if you want to compete, this is a copycat league. You better get three superstars that can hang with those superstars on the Warriors or the Cavs or whoever else goes out and builds them. That's the league that that's what you're watching. That's the product now. Is it great? No. And like what somebody else said on Twitter, if you're going to do that, you might as well just go to an eight-team league because it's going to be it's going to be a pretty boring season every year when you know that there's two or three teams that have a legit shot at winning a title, and that's it. So I don't know what you do about it. I just know that's the trend right now.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate. I mean, we talked about the trend of big men for so many years. We talked about the league has changed to being a trend with more three-point shooting and fast up-tempo guards and small forwards. But now the trend is going to shift as well because on top of that three-point shooting and athleticism, it's going to be building the super team, and you have to have all the cards fall into place, whether it be you know, having enough cap space at the right time with already superstars on the roster and then having a guy fall into your lap like happened with Kevin Durant or a guy that's just focused on getting out and putting himself in the right environment so that he can win like LeBron James before him. So, like it or hate it, eight-team league or not, it's going to be about an eight-team league for the next couple years until people prove that you can get back to the original formula of building with draft picks and constructing a team that plays like one, and maybe it's the Spurs way or however you want to label it, but that might be a thing of the past for the next couple of years. So we got plenty more to get to. We can still talk about the NBA playoffs if you want. If you got something else on your mind, give us a shout. Otherwise, we've got Astros to talk about. They've lost two in a row. They are still in Kansas City, and Lance McCullers takes the hill tonight trying to salvage a split with the Royals before they finally come home. And lots of other things as well. So if you want to join us, 713-780-ESPN, which you can text and call, or you can hit us up on Twitter with the usual suspects, at Truck Fitters on FM 1960, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.